Oh yeah, right. So how much contact did you have with managers in Dickie Howarth's?
Well, I didn't have any at all, did I?
Probably not. You would see.
I didn't. You'd see him pass through.
He was in the Dublin department, and there was a manager, Mr. Almond, and yeah, I suppose you could say, well, he was senior management once, but you'd see him passing through. He'd come with the odd queries now and again, but it was mainly the supervisors or charge hands that you dealt with. And apart from Mr. Almond, none at all.
None at all.
You didn't see them at all.
Is that?
They weren't needed. Because it was that good.
Was that quite typical of workplace structure in Salford?
Yeah.
At the time, would you say?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Where you didn't have anything to do with senior management. You'd probably just, whatever disputes or anything that you wanted to know, you just do it through your own manager. And then that would be then relayed to senior management if necessary, but it was just usually you know, you're in your first line of contact, really.
Did you prefer, I mean, obviously it's a bit different to today, I guess, in some respects. Do you think people see managers more now, or not, what you're saying? Do you think it's favourable, or did you prefer like not seeing line managers that often, or would you not really
think
of bothering
you? I think you do see them more these days.
Never given them a thought.
It's like
never given them a thought. Yeah.
Health and safety, for instance, it's took off on such a scale now from being virtually non-existent, and of course they're very much, they know if something goes wrong now, they're for it. Senior management, they'll be for it as well. Whereas they used to probably deliberately keep out of the way, so this is nothing. I don't remember an accident in at Howarth's Mill while I were there at all. Well, they must have had them. And I think the management at the time of most places would be work on the fact that if you had nothing to do with it, you was okay. Well, they won't get away with that now, but they seem to do then. This is what I suspect.
Great. So what are your memories, or your brightest memories of time at the mill? I imagine you've got more than one.
Well, my happiest time was probably when I met Alan. And when we got married there, well, I got married while I was there, so that was nice. And I just, on a daily basis, I used to quite, I'm quite a happy person, really, and, you know, just got on with it really there. And I actually liked my time there, and you know.
I think I always knew it wasn't a good job, and it wasn't going to be there. When I look back now, I'm surprised I was there for 3 years. So, it wasn't that well paid, and you sort of always had that thing hanging over the place that it was struggling, and it was probably coming to an end because mills all over the place was closing down in Lancashire. So.
And what about yourself, Pat?
I enjoyed working there. I enjoyed the work, and the people were always nice. I don't remember anybody really falling out, and it was a good atmosphere. I suppose it was a good place to work. When you moved on, you realised, you know, what a nice place it was. Because, you know, if you move on to somewhere else, it's a risk that, you know, you're going to get on with the people, and there's usually always somebody, but I can't even think of one person there that I didn't enjoy working with. I know I worked with my boss in the office on our own, but I did have a lot of contact with the general office staff and personnel. And I really can't think of anybody that I would say that wasn't, you know, a nice person to get on with.
There's no bitchiness, like, you know, you get women working together and calling each other and this, that and the other, but right there, they didn't seem to be, you know, if everybody got on with, if you didn't get on with everybody, that, you know, everybody, you might have got on with some people more than others, but there was no, I don't remember anybody bitching anybody and calling each other very much.
We were all in it together.
Because you were like, you know, well, you was. And
to quote.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, I've worked other places since where I've kind of, you know, enjoyed, I mean, I've not worked a lot. I went back to work when I was 40 and did Meals on Wheels, delivered meals to old people and that. And that was a real nice job and I enjoyed that for quite a few years. But there was a bit of bitchiness going on there. There was people trying to duck work and, you know, get out of doing the job. You know, and they wanted to leave the job for you to do. Where, like in the mill there, there was you just had your own section. You earned what you wanted, and you got paid for it. And you weren't carrying anybody else as you was in other jobs I've had, where bitchiness had come in. Where there, probably that's probably why there wasn't any, because. If like,
because
he was on peace with it, yeah. So yeah, it, oh, you didn't.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I found that when I worked there, I did enjoy it there. And I've worked other places like Meals on Wheels, and I've enjoyed that more so when I got my own van and I was doing my own delivering all the meals myself, and that was more enjoyable than working with another person, because you get somebody one day who is lazy and they don't want to do their share in the work, but they want paying, but they don't want to earn the money. So I think I've had a few rows at the council over people trying to duck the work and leaving me to do their work, and I was very outspoken there, but at the mill there, you know everybody done the bit, and if you didn't do it, well, you were responsible for your own money, weren't you? So it was, you know, the atmosphere was quite good.
What would you say, Alan? Would you agree with that? Do you have any bitchiness in the apartment you're in?
Well, that's, I worked with a lot of women.
so you might have a different view.
not really. I got whinged at a lot for
giving the work out.
Certain types of work was more profitable than others. The fast ones, they'd like it, you know, if they wanted, say, a 5-ply, so they had 5. They could earn more money if on the. Say they was winding 5 spun bobbins together. That for the fast ones, that was more profitable than the doing, say, a 2 or 3, because they could get the lot running, and then they was waiting for it to finish before they could set the next ones up, and they was on piecework, so they liked the more ply, like 5-ply, 6-ply, rather than the 2s or 3s, and they would whinge at me for, when am I getting these? I suppose you're giving them to your favourites, aren't you?
Time was his favourite. So I had to make sure to give him
some
winking,
but that's
the only thing that happened in the mill when I started going out.
Not a lot, really. And
he had to watch that he didn't give me all the good work.
Well, you couldn't do
he
that.
He had to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
So I had to just...
Yeah, well, you got some whinging.
That's the only whinging we got once.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was all right.
Great. Do you have any other memories? We've spoken about this nice atmosphere in general. For any sort of particular moments, obviously marriage is one of them. So any other events that spring to mind, if not, worry.
Well, there was an event. You remember when they came to take blood off everybody?
Oh yeah.
They did that. Do you remember? Was you there?
Did you?
I ducked out of that.
Did you duck out of it?
Oh, trying to
hurt
everyone.
But they
blood.
Did come round. They'd set up in the canteen, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they wanted volunteers to give blood.
Yeah.
and that's an incident that I remember.
Nothing much happened, really.
No.
When was it purchased by Ruia Holdings?
Oh,
the company, was that after you'd left? I wasn't sure.
I think it was after we left.
It must have been, there wasn't much going on when I left, either, didn't it? Take no notice, had they? Didn't take any notice.
I left before you.
I mean, I wouldn't have liked to stay there. I wouldn't have liked to have done the job the old
one.
There's
nothing, there's nothing,
why?
When at my age, I thought that, you know, like, you did work hard there, didn't you? Being on your feet. And I think I wouldn't have liked to have had it as a lifetime job there. You know.
Is that something you'd agree with? Pat, obviously, her role was different, but.
Well, she worked in the office, so.
Would you have liked to have stayed there?
Well, I always had bad sight, so I was told I was never to work in a factory. The doctor that I used to see over my eyes had said to my mother, like, you know, she must never ever work in a factory. So the next job, well, I probably was more suited to the office anyway, which is what I enjoyed anyway. And I worked in an office up to last year, so.
But you used to trot through, didn't you, and see us all working
hard. Yeah. I used to walk through the factory.
Do you think that the roles that you had at the mill sort of prepared you for future work, or do you think you could have got onto the jobs you did have regardless? Obviously, if you maybe had a large break.
I did. I didn't work for a long time, did I? Yeah. I mean, how long was it? I mean, I think that the first job I had was when you was on strike with gas, which was how many years after I'd finished with it? Oh, God, a long time.
I think for myself, we're working long hours, 7:30 till 5 o'clock. I think it set me up with a good attitude to work. I think it really did, and I did really well on British Gas. I got promoted several times on British Gas, and I think it certainly. When you work there, you learn, you know, and put the hours in, and you do the work. You it gives you that. It certainly made. I was a grafter, mate. Always was, and you know. And I think it when I went to work for British Gas, and made rapid progress there. I think.
So that seemed. Did it seem to encourage that? And would you agree with that?
Yeah, because your job at the British Gas was very physical, wasn't it?
Well, it was when I started. I started up as an engineering officer, so
digging
in between.
You know, out all weathers,
gas mains, getting called out at night. You know,
been out all night, yes.
So ended up with a very good job.
Do you think it prepared you, Pat, for future jobs that you had? Your time at Dickey.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah. As I say, it was all. Good experience what I was doing. And I never actually went, I went into accounts after leaving there, which was slightly different, but I think it did help. And there was another incident while we was there, because just going off what we've been talking about, maybe at the beginning of the interview I said that we had a metal box with all the wages in, and we used to walk from the general office where the gates were open, and a guy came out of the office with one of these metal boxes, and two guys off a motorbike assaulted him and got away with was you there then?
No.
The wages. Got away with one of these boxes of
what
wages.
Year was this?
I think it must have been after you.
I don't remember it.
You'd still be there, so I would imagine it would be 1965.
Wow, and what happened as a consequence of that?
Well, the guy died, and in law, if he dies after the 12 months after the incident, and I think he died within days after the 12 months, they couldn't be charged with murder. But I think obviously they got the people who had done it. And then, of course, we weren't allowed to walk out of the general office doors where these big gates were open. We had to go, you know, through another way to take the wages. Somebody else might have better recollection of that. But I would imagine it was 1965.
Did it scare you and other colleagues working there hearing about that incident?
Well, it was quite frightening. Yeah. But as I say, you just didn't think about it at the time. You just came out of the office and, you know, the gates were wide open. But then we had to go all the way through the manager's office and another way through into the yard rather than go where the entrance was. So that was something that's more or less just come back to me as well, that happened there.
Oh. Great. Well, I think it's been a really good interview.
Good.
Just stop for a minute.